Well, it finally happened to me. Yes, the thing that I feared was actually happening all the time, but didn't dare go looking for the evidence, hit me straight between the eyes about 3 minutes ago. I'll tell you what happened. I was browsing through February this morning, and I didn't browse very far because I came across the voice of a woman from California in the United States. And I listened to her first audio under February. And then I went back and I listened to the first ever audio booth that she'd made, which was made 3 months ago. Her name, in case you're interested, is called Morning Song. All one word, Morning Song. And her name, her real public name is Melissa Rowe. And I've just realized that I'm no good at spelling, because her name is spelt R-O-E. R-O-E, Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-S-A, R-O-E. And I have been looking for her on the internet with a certain amount of frustration under R-O-W-E. And I have been looking for her Twitter address under every version I could of Melissa Rowe, including R-O-W, without success. And why is this relevant to the point I make about my worst fear being hitting me in the face? And it's this, that I'm saying to myself, who is this woman? Who is she? She's got a great voice. She's clearly been working in audio for a long time, even though she's only started to do audio boot 3 months ago. Who is this person? I must find out more. So I then finally, in a sleepy state, have the good sense to look at her bio on Audio Boo. And to do that, I had to click on her name. And I think I may have seen a little bit of her bio revealed without the whole of it being revealed, you know, in the way that the first few phrases of something would be revealed. So, having spent 10 minutes trying to find this woman, and having left 3 comments on her audio booze, one long one and 2 short ones. And, you know, as a writer, I write. So basically, I then read as follows. This is what hit me between the eyes. Quote from Melissa Rowe: "I am a peaceful person who enjoys singing and listening to New Age music." Okay, I'm saying to myself, okay, she's young, right? That's fine. I'm very old in comparison. The next phrase: "I'm totally blind." And I nearly fell off the chair. I thought, what a bloody idiot you are, Paul. What a stupid man you have been, you know. Here I am writing reams of stuff in the form of comments to a person who is totally blind. And on top of that, to a person who has even said in her first ever audio boo, I think, you know, that wouldn't it be good if people could leave audio replies to audio messages on their mobile device? And I was saying to myself, yes, I agree with you. I wish I could do it easily from my audio device. I wish, Mark Rock, you would listen to this audio and make that happen. Or else tell me, as you might indeed be the case, that it can already be done and that I've missed it. But here we am, a lady who's totally blind, right? Has a wonderful recording voice, and I'm writing words to her. And the relevance of this, sorry, I'll read on the rest of her bio. I'm totally blind and enjoy using the computer quite a bit. I'm constantly on Twitter and I love all things audio. I enjoy making friends and having a good time meeting new people. Well, she's obviously unlikely to be my friend after I've proved myself to be such a, what do you call it? We know what sexist is and ageist is, but what is it when you assume that everyone can see? Is that a blindist? Yes. Well, I've been a blindist. Now, in my impoverished defense, I would go so far as to say that for many months now, for quite a long time now, I have been recording audio versions of my blog posts and putting them on my blog post specifically for this reason. Specifically because, for two reasons. One is, I think people who are not blind, you know, the whole world, if you like, loves audio. And a certain number of them like writing, but I do actually think everybody likes audio. Now, I've been challenged on that, and I have a major research project funded by MIT and the Paris Institute for World Media Research working on it. But until their evidence comes in, I continue to hold the view that everybody likes audio, and that rather than write, my predisposition should be produce audio material and then produce the written version to back it up for the small proportion of people who would actually like to read what I write. Okay, I witter at length because this is in the form of a confession and apology, and Melissa, you know, heartfelt apologies from me. If I had been half awake at 11:30 on a Sunday morning, I would have checked your bio first. I do that. I Google people before I say things to them. I try to find out their digital footprint. I actually like to know who I'm talking to before I say something. I like to know what their starting point is. I like to be able to link in with where they're at rather than, you know, dump my own stuff on them. Just the same way as you do at a dinner party or you do at a gathering. You'd actually listen first. But on this occasion, I did not listen first. I just responded to the words out of my own space. So there you are, folks. Let's turn something positive out of this. Let me do my best to persuade those of you who write to record your audios. And if you don't like the sound of your own voice, get someone else to do it for you. I'll do it for you. For a fee, which you can afford. Right, get those words, for a fee which you can afford, you can send me a piece of text. Right, I will record it on Audioboo for you, as a private message if you like, or as a public one. And you can put it up on your blog. And I promise I'll do my best to make it sound interesting. Melissa Rowe, when you wake up, because no doubt it isn't waking time in California yet, you'll find this, and thanks a million again. Bye-bye.